hardened against sorcery. She melted her way out, for those stones would melt before they yielded. The lower levels were dark. Surprising. Long Shadow feared the dark. She climbed slowly, wary of ambushes, but she encountered no one. She grew nervous as she approached the light. Nothing waited there either, apparently. Was the fortress deserted? Something was wrong. She extended her senses, still detected nothing. Onward and upward, and more nothing. Where were the soldiers? There should be thousands constantly scurrying like blood in the veins. She spied a way out. She had to descend a stairway to reach it. She was halfway down when the attack came. A wave of little brown men carrying cruel halberds, wearing armor of wood and strange, ornate animal helmets. She had a spell prepared, a summoning that taxed her limits. She struck a pose, loosed it. It broke a hole in the fabric of everything. Sparks of 10,000 colors flew. Something huge and ugly and hungry started through, tearing the hole wider. Steel left no mark upon its snout. Its snarls chilled the blood. It ripped itself out of the womb of elsewhere and flew after the garrison. Men screamed. It ran faster than they did. Soul Catcher walked out into the night, blanketing Overlook. That will keep them busy. She looked north, angry. A long walk lay ahead of her. Chapter 64. The bridge I had wanted built was incomplete, but we did cross on foot while soldiers brought our mounts across by the ford. My move was symbolic, meant to lend encouragement to the engineers. Narayan was impressed, and Ram was indifferent, except to say it was nice to cross the river without getting his feet wet. He did not see the implications of a bridge. Because I was sick, it took longer to reach Goja than I anticipated. We were pressed for time. Narayan rode the edge of panic, but we reached the Holy Grove late the evening before the ceremonies. I was exhausted. I told Narayan, "You handle the arrangements. I can't do anything more." He looked at me, concerned. Ram said, "You must see a physician, mistress. Soon."
"I've decided to. When we're done here, we head north. I can't take this much longer."
"The rains..."
"The season would start soon. If we dallied in Taglios, we would return to the main after it started rising. Already there were scattered showers every day. The bridge is there. We might have to leave our mounts, but we can get across." Narayan nodded curtly.
"I'll talk to the priests, see that she rests, Ram. Initiation can be stressful."
That was the first I had heard it hinted that I was expected to go through the same initiation ceremony as everyone else. It irked me, but I was too tired to protest.
I just lay there while Ram borrowed fire and rice and prepared a meal.
Several jamadars came to pay their respects. Ram warned them off.
No priests came.
By then I had sunk into a lassitude so deep I did not bother to ask Ram if that was significant. I caught movement from the corner of an eye, a watcher where none should be. I turned, caught a glimpse of a face. That was no deceiver. I had not seen that face since before the fighting that had cost me Croker. Frog Face, they called him. An imp. What was he doing here?